All right, it's 4:45, so I will call the meeting of the Joint Review Board special meeting for the River Forest Madison Street Tax Increment Financing District. It's Thursday, June 21st at 4:45 p.m. On roll call, Village of River Forest, here. Cook County, River Forest Township.
Here.
Triton Community College District 504. River Forest Public School District 90.
Here.
Oak Park River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Here.
River Forest Park District.
Here.
Public member. The first item of business is approval of the minutes of the June 28th, 2016 meeting. That's actually a typo. It should be, you should have in front of you, September 13th, 2016. So those meeting, the meeting minutes of June 28th were approved at the September 13th meeting. And so you'll be, the last meeting of this group was September 13th, 2016. So I'll need a motion and a second to that effect.
So moved, River Forest.
District 90, second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Item four is the overview of the TIF annual report and activities within the TIF district by village staff. So once a year, we come together just to discuss what has taken place within the TIF district. So I've left with you a memo that outlines that activity. So I'll just walk through that real quick. And then if you have any questions subsequent to that, we can certainly talk about that. So the items are really a focus on a couple areas. One is property acquisition. So the village has purchased in the TIF district two properties. The first one is 7620 Madison Street, which is the Lutheran Family Services property. LCFS elected to consolidate their operations. They operate not currently, but at one time within the city, River Forest, and parts of Addison. And so they're moving their offices, and I'm not 100% sure where they're moving them to, and I guess that's not really germane to this conversation, but they are moving their office operations somewhere else. And so they decide to sell the property. The village made an offer to purchase the property. That offer was accepted, and we closed in December of 2017. The cost of the acquisition was $1 million. At that time, we allowed LCFS to rent back the property for 3 months within the existing, the first deal when we purchased the property. They came back subsequently and asked for an extension to that lease of 3 months, which we negotiated and granted, and charged back a rent cost of a lump sum of $25,000, which they paid. That money then goes back into the TIF fund. The property is not currently paying any taxes and will remain off the tax rolls for the time being. They do plan on leaving in and around July 15th. I just had some conversations with them this week, actually, and they'll be running up right to that July 15th date, but they anticipate being out in and around that time. The second property we purchased was 10 Lathrop. So this is a single family home on Lathrop. It's the first home essentially behind the alley, which is behind Pete's Automotive. The village purchased this property for $330,000, and this property is going to remain on the tax rolls until a determination is made on the viability of it renting out in the short term. So while there are no immediate development plans on Madison Street at this time, the village may elect to rent the property out, but we haven't made that determination just yet. Both properties were funded through the TIF district, and because there is no money in the TIF district at this time, with the exception of the $25,000, the village has reserves within its general fund and has loaned itself the money to that effect. We should hopefully know second installment property tax bills should be going out July 1st, and then the county usually comes back subsequent to that with the report on the TIF. So we'll know. I know many of you have probably seen your EAV reports and your levy reports. The TIF reports trail that, so we don't know what that revenue amount is going to be just yet. Really concludes what has happened and transpired within the TIF district in terms of activity. We are in the middle of a comprehensive plan. I suspect the plan, when that is completed, will have some additional strategies as it relates to economic development in general, including both the Madison Street and North Avenue TIF district. So that will be forthcoming. And then finally, the public member that we had, Julie Reno, has moved out of the TIF district. So we will find another person to, replace her. I've made contact with one individual who lives in the TIF district and waiting to hear back from her. So at our next meeting, which will presumably be next year, we will then appoint her to fill that role. Yep. At 449 Triton College is here. All right. Are there any questions at all from the Joint Review Board?
No.
No?
No.
No. Any questions, comments? Yep, go ahead. Yes, yeah, just so it's on the audio.
Hi, I'm Susan Altair from 12 Ashland. And just a question as far as the appointment of that public member, because I was the one that actually let you know that Julie had moved, mm-hmm. and I had expressed my interest in being the public member. So I'm just wondering what the rationale is or the criteria for selection of the public member.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing necessarily in the statute that spells out the criteria, other than you have to live within the proposed TIF district, obviously. So I think it's someone who, at least in my opinion, who's aligned with the village's goals and expectations for development in that corridor.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other questions from the Joint Review Board? If not, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So move, District 200.
Second, Township. River Forest.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, very good. We are adjourned at 4:52 p.m.